Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And presently, here in the upstate, 92 degrees. Real field temperature, more like 125 degrees. Wow. Muggy enough for you? Wow. It is a hot town, summer in the city. Great to be back. Hello, howdy. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and post-4th of July alohas to you. My thanks to Jimbo, Radio Hall of Fame member Jimbo Hannon, filling in for me while I was off during the 4th. Great to be back with you. And, everybody is back today. What do you know? We're getting the band back together. Miss Moneypenny is on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the calls, making sure the trains run on time. Little Annie, international traveler extraordinaire, is back in the news center with all the breaking news, and yours truly here, Mike Side.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It's a fun crew, and you are a part of it as well. You are a part of this crew because without you being on your end of the speaker side of this whole deal, there would be little point in our being here whatsoever. So great to have you along. Here we go, looking forward to a hot and steamy July, and we're well underway for that. Hope you had a terrific 4th of July. Mine was very nice. I managed to lose a requisite number of golf balls in various forests and lakes and ponds across the upstate, and had a really good time. Although the fireworks, you know, they make Little Miss Megan somewhat disconcerted. She doesn't like the loud noises from the fireworks. It's funny about dogs. You know, some of them just, you know, yawn, go, oh, well, who cares? You know, it's fireworks. And others have a tendency to get a little hysterical. And unfortunately, folks around stately McLean Manor decided this year to go for the M80s and the Bulldogs and the ones that make the big booms. And so it's been an interesting few days for Little Miss Megan. But otherwise, really nice. Hope you had a great holiday as well. And even though the 4th of July holiday is now over with, still a bunch of stuff is going to be happening during the month of July. The third season of Stranger Things hit Netflix on Thursday. A couple of other big shows are coming back as well on July 26th. Veronica Mars and the final season of Orange is the New Black. Also, July 21st will be the 50th anniversary of Neil Armstrong's moonwalk. So there'll be a bunch of specials all across TV for that. And Shark Week begins July 28th. Wimbledon is underway already with one big upset. That young American girl, was she 13 years old? Beat one of the Williams sisters in the first round. That was interesting. MLB, Major League Baseball All-Star Week, kicks off tonight, I guess. This is also, they're doing some stuff around the 30th anniversary of Major League, the movie, and that's going to be tied into All-Star Week, just a bit outside. And the British Open is coming up on July 14th. And holidays, of course, the 4th was the biggie, that's out of the way, but Free Slurpee Day, mark this on your calendar, Free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven, is July 11th. All right, what's the date today, Moneypenny? Is this the 10th?
Eighth.
The 8th. Okay, so yeah, a few days left. Mark it on your calendar, July 11th. I lost track being on vacation. What's that, Moneypenny?
Thursday.
Gotcha. Free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven Thursday. National French Fry Day is July 13th. I don't know if you get free fries anywhere. National Hot Dog Day is July 17th. By the way, that guy, what's his name, Joey Chestnut? The hot dog eater. He didn't break his own record, but he won the Nathan's hot dog eating contest on the 4th. I think he ate 21 hot dogs this time. His record, I believe, is 24th. And National Ice Cream Day is July 21st. Hopefully, you will find some Bluebell that isn't pre-licked. You hear about that? Yeah. I'm telling you. What is wrong with people? We're surrounded by psychotics and nut jobs and lunatics and people that just don't have good sense. Teenage girl goes into a grocery store and takes the top off Bluebell ice cream because they don't have any wrapper, any sealing, and so you can just take the lid off, not to give anybody any ideas, because you can get in big trouble for it, and licks the ice cream and then puts it back in the freezer. And now some 36-year-old guy has imitated that. What is this, becoming like the ice bucket challenge? Stupidity. On display, the details on those stories coming up a bit later, of course, when we work our way around to boneheads in the news. Bobby, how do you lose golf balls in the middle of the fairway? That sounds like a text message from somebody who's seen me play. Because I typically am right in the middle of the fairway. That's true. Hey, Jimbo, great imitation. You sound very close to Bobby Mack. Right. Bobby, you missed that one by just a little bit. He ate 71 hot dogs. His record is 74. Yeah, I came up a bit short on my numbers. 71, how long do you have? You have an hour? You have 30 minutes? Somebody will, Moneypenny will have to check on that. Moneypenny, check and see how long. How much time you have in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. I said he ate 21 and the record was 24. He ate 71 and the record is 74. But I don't know how much time they have to eat them. Somebody will tell me on the text line here as well, I'm sure. Bobby, don't forget Panthers training camp starts at the end of this month as well. They're going to have that road finished? No, probably not. Bobby, when I heard Jeffrey Epstein got arrested, my first thought was they're after Trump. Now I hear that the Southern District of New York DA's office is involved, and I'm sure of it. Bob, you know, if Hillary the murderer had been elected, Epstein would have never been arrested again. I'm really going to have to apply some thinking skills, some analytical skills here to why all of a sudden you have 10 minutes to eat the hot dogs. Mm-hmm. 71 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Talk about cramming them in. Holy cow. And oh, I'm sorry, a couple more just popped in here. Let me quickly get those. Yeah, record is 74. Bob, Stranger Things on Netflix, it was a literal flashback during the Star Court Mall scenes, a flashback for all us non-millennials, Gen Xers. Missed you, Bobby. Yeah, didn't they? They included a bunch of stores that are, as we say, exist only in our memory,
yes,
right?
Yes, I actually binged-watched it all day yesterday. I watched the entire 8 episodes. And it was like going back to my teens. It was awesome. I mean, you go from New Coke, which they actually did almost the whole commercial in a set of lines back and forth.
Wow. Characters. And New Coke didn't last that long.
No, it didn't.
What, 6 months, I think, something like that.
But it was very nostalgic watching it. I mean, yeah.
For a certain age group.
For my age group,
yeah.
Me.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Bobby, you're going to have to stop practicing for retirement, and I don't think you need any help. Let me explain a part of this, because I am gone a lot, I admit. And as Joe Biden would say, I apologize for that. But I've been here, forever, seemingly. And we get a ton of vacations for each, if you're here longer than 10 years, which I certainly have, and you get a ton of vacation. Plus, we've got 13 corporate holidays, and we get personal days and all this other stuff. Here's the kicker to this. Because of ratings, They don't like me to be gone in the fall when we have a big ratings period, or in the spring when we have the second biggest. I don't know. It's a toss-up between which one is more important. But both the fall and the spring ratings periods are very important times for me to be here, which means I got to shoehorn all the other vacation time into other parts of the year. So if it seems like, you know, I'm here and then I'm not, and I'm here and I'm not, that's true for certain periods of the year. But in other times, I'm here extensively. primarily during ratings. But I digress. I want to talk about the 4th of July and what President Trump did and what the American people did on the 4th. And I'll do that when I come right back. It's 17 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show as we just get rolling here on the Monday after the 4th.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Work, 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 work.
Absolutely correct, Governor LePetitme, and that's what we do even on hot, steamy July afternoons. We slave away over a hot microphone, computer terminal, and bank of phones for 4 hours each afternoon. 4th of July in Washington, D.C. turned out to be rainy. Now, today, the swamp really turned into a literal swamp. They got a deluge. Reagan National, which in my day, growing up in the D.C. suburbs, was just National Airport. But now, of course, is Reagan National Airport to honor the former president. Something like 3.5 inches of rain in an hour. And naturally, you know, people, Washington is... It's in a basin, all right? It's the Potomac Basin. And it turned into a minor version of Katrina in the soup bowl that is New Orleans. You get a ton of water coming out of the sky all at once, and the creeks and the Potomac River, they can't take it. And they overflow, and people don't know how to handle it and try and drive through it. It was one hellacious mess in Washington today. It just rained on the 4th of July, and I found it fascinating because, as they are prone to do, the media, the libs in the media, threw a week-long hissy fit proclaiming endlessly that the bad orange man was just seeking to use a national holiday. He was going to hijack it. For political purposes, are going to politicize the 4th of July and make it all about him. They were indignant. They were outraged. And then came what actually happened. And when you think about it, you realize, of course, the media were the ones that had made July 4th all about Trump. And when the president delivered on Independence Day, it was all about America. And it makes perfect sense to bring out the military hardware, to have the flyover of all the various aircraft that were used, including the Blue Angels. Because after all, who was it who secured our independence from crazy George III that we should celebrate on Independence Day but combat veterans? I mean, who ensured the continuance of the freedoms we enjoy for more than two centuries? But, of course, because Bad Orange Man was running things, it was going to be terrible. It was going to be a slap-in-the-face insult. And then came the actual 4th of July. It was damp. It was rainy. A huge crowd turned out again. Raining on the media's parade. Oh, nobody's going to show up for this. Yeah, a small turnout. It's no big deal. And President Trump once again makes fools of the zealots in the media who are out to destroy him. Did a very modest job as a moderator for the national celebration on the Mall right there in front of the Lincoln Memorial, paying tribute to all of our accomplishments and a leading role in the world, and using the military services, and he honored each of them individually, skillfully, I thought, performing a tribute that must have generated some pretty serious acid reflux in the media. People who should really consider getting some of their more outrageous TDS utterances tattooed on their foreheads, their Trump derangement syndrome. And if it wasn't so sad, it would be hilarious to see the media outplayed again by President Trump. It was very patriotic. I think the people who were there really enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it on the TV. Networks, of course, you know, they can't show Bad Orange Man. So, you know, you could see it on Fox and One American News. But it was interesting that, you know, they're so, they have the blinders on, you know, they can't see the real world from their own bubble. In on the text line, Bobby, we're hunkered down here in Cowpens. Mother Nature has released her wrath. I'm assuming that means a thunderstorm over there. Bobby, welder friend here, 106.3 in the shop, and oh yeah, torch in my hand. Don't want to know the temperature. Hydrate. There you go. Bobby, she said she got dizzy when they saw the Mall set for the first time because it felt like they walked through a time warp. Talking about Stranger Things. A lot of the crew were kids of the 80s, and they were blown away. Yeah, a lot of the businesses that we had forgotten about, I guess, were brought back. Bobby, what is the over and under on when Jeffrey Epstein is going to be suicided by Killary? From Jim in Easley. Bobby, my kitty doesn't flinch at fireworks or thunder, but if I sneeze, she bolts out of the room as if being shot out of a cannon. Cats. What can you say? Yeah, from Scott. About Joey Chestnut and his 71 hot dog consumption at the Nathan's contest on the 4th. Hey, Bobby Mack, I've seen that contest before. They dip the buns in water, so it's easier to go down. I still would. I'd be in danger of choking myself to death. Now, Bobby, the former FBI director, James Comey's daughter, will be the prosecuting attorney working this case for the New York Southern District, New York DA's office. Let's be clear, Trump had shady friends. No proof of underagers. Look at Clinton, too. Yeah, Clinton, 26 times. You know, Jeffrey Epstein had this island. He's a Wall Street billionaire, all right? And I remember one of the events that Clinton did, D.C. Clothesline mentioned this in an article today with the headline, Jeffrey Epstein may go back to prison, but 26-time Lolita Express flyer, that's the plane that Epstein had to fly to his private island. They referred to it as the Lolita Express. 26-time Lolita Express flyer Bill Clinton isn't worried. Here's why. And we'll have the details on that. June of last year, Bill and Hillary were out on the road. A man confronted Slick Willie at a speaking engagement, stood up in the audience and said, "Why did you fly on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express 26 times? 26 times, Bill. What were you doing on Jeffrey Epstein's plane?" Needless to say, that gentleman was quickly ushered out of the theater by security. What do you think? I want you to listen to me. I did not fly 26 times. Oh, yeah, you did, Bill. You did. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll delve into this Epstein stuff, or Epstein, however you pronounce his name. Either way, I guess that's okay. First of all, though, visit with Little Annie in the news center to get up to speed. And I'm right back on the other side here on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 25 before 4 o'clock here on a hot and steamy and apparently in some parts of the upstate also thundery Monday afternoon. Afternoon, Bobby Mack. When the FBI gets through with this billionaire, he'll swear Trump was in it 100%. And yes, it is another beautiful day in Greer. Welcome back. Bobby, the only reason we can celebrate Independence Day is because colonial citizens owned military-grade weapons. Our weapons absolutely have a place in our freedom. No kidding. So this Epstein business, he's coming back to court this afternoon. He's going to remain in custody. The prosecutors say he's a flight risk. You could say that since he was arrested at Teterboro Airport when he flew in on one of his two private jets from La Francais over the weekend on Saturday. This piece at D.C. Clothesline contends, as happy as we may be that Jeffrey Epstein may finally feel the long arm of justice, we need to keep in mind that there are others that will escape it. Faith Goldie tweeting, records in the case contain descriptions of sexual abuse by Epstein, along with allegations of the same by numerous prominent American politicians, powerful business executives, foreign presidents, a well-known prime minister, and other world leaders. And you probably heard that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's daughter issued a cryptic tweet in reaction to the billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein's arrest for sex trafficking minors, suggesting that some Republican and Democrat politicians could be implicated in his crimes. Quote, this Epstein case is horrific, and the young women deserve justice. It is quite likely that some of our faves are implicated, but we must follow the facts and let the chips fall where they may, whether on Republicans or Democrats. Hashtag we said enough, hashtag me too. He was arrested on Saturday and will appear in court a bit later this afternoon. The remarks are interesting because they're coming from the daughter of the third most powerful person in the nation. Additionally, her use of the word faves denotes that these politicians are not only likely household names, but also enjoy a degree of popularity. Some other tweets cast some doubt, though, on how far the net will extend. One person tweeting, Maureen Comey, the daughter of former FBI Director Jim Comey, is one of the prosecutors, according to a source with knowledge of the case. And there are those who are saying, well, this is, as usual, Bill and Hillary's safety net. A source confirmed her involvement with CNN on Sunday. Comey has been serving as an assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York since 2015. Her father, of course, ousted from the FBI 2 years ago, held the same position in the early 2000s. So we'll see. Comey has worked on a number of cases involving obstruction of justice, racketeering, and embezzlement. Legal experts told the website Law and Crime that Epstein, who was charged in a massive new underage sex trafficking case, could also face money laundering, public corruption, and other tax-related crimes on account of the Southern District of New York's Public Corruption Unit reportedly being involved in the case. Bill Clinton was one of Epstein's top clients, but the media, of course, protects him, and so does the system. So speculation that they will be taken down by this could be just wishful thinking. Meantime, a former FBI official said today that the federal indictment of Epstein is a placeholder for prosecutors, and he expects a much larger superseding indictment to be forthcoming. The indictment alleging sex trafficking and sex trafficking conspiracy was unsealed this morning against the billionaire financier and registered sex offender. Prosecutors allege that Epstein, the 66-year-old wealthy hedge fund manager arrested on Saturday, preyed on dozens of victims as young as 14, allegedly operating a vast network from 2002 up to and including at least 2005. Former Assistant FBI Director Chris Swecker said he believes the two-count indictment was brought to get Epstein off the street as fast as possible. He's been spending a lot of time in France, and this, well, may be one reason why. I think a decision was made that this conduct was perhaps ongoing. In other words, didn't end in 2005, but is still contemporaneous today. Epstein, who once counted as friends, former President Bill Clinton, Britain's Prince Andrew, who had a reputation to party hardy, and President Trump, was arrested Saturday after his private jet touched down from France. Court documents obtained by Fox News in 2016 showed that Bill Clinton took at least 26 trips flying aboard Epstein's private jet, which became known as the Lolita Express, and apparently ditched his Secret Service detail on some of the excursions. Records show Trump apparently flew on the jet at least once. However, his legal team has more recently has denied that Trump and Epstein were friends. The former FBI director, Swecker, said on America's Newsroom he believes the current investigation is a redo of a previous probe that ended with Epstein receiving what has been referred to as the deal of the century. And boy, was it ever. This guy had charges out the yazoo against him. And interestingly, all of the federal charges went away and he was only convicted under state charges. Epstein's plea deal, in which he was sentenced to 13 months in jail, was overseen by former Miami U.S. Attorney Alexander Acosta. I wonder if he's any relation to Jim the Acosta, who is now Trump's labor secretary. That plea deal should never have happened. This is a zero-tolerance crime now, and it should have been a zero-tolerance crime back then, the former FBI assistant director said. He emphasized that the SDNY, the Southern District of New York's Public Corruption Unit, is handling this case, probably because he is alleged to have provided underage women to pretty high-profile individuals, in quotes. That would involve, by definition, public corruption if the charges were suppressed for that reason. The once secret deal exposed in a series of reports in the Miami Herald has been challenged in federal court. A judge ruled earlier this year that Epstein's victims should have been consulted under federal law, and he's now weighing whether to invalidate the original plea deal agreement. And there's more on this from the Miami Herald in a story they wrote today. Julie Brown, the reporter on this story, Epstein's Saturday arrest capped months of investigation led by federal agents and prosecutors with the SDNY's Public Corruption Unit, assisted by investigators with the Sex Trafficking Division. Although details of the case remain undisclosed, there are indications that others involved in his crimes could be charged or named as cooperating witnesses. Among those potentially on the list, Ghislaine Maxwell, a 57-year-old British socialite and publishing heir who's been accused of working as Epstein's madam, and Jean-Luc Brunel, who, according to court records, was partners with Epstein in an international modeling company. The fact that search warrants were issued shows that federal investigators have new evidence against Epstein beyond the sex cases he was given federal immunity for in Florida in 2008. They can't take information from a case in 2002 or 2005 to get a search warrant today. There had to have been something for probable cause that contains evidence of a crime found now. So I'm interested in what that evidence is, said Francie Hakes, a former federal prosecutor who once oversaw the DOJ's Child Exploitation Crimes Division. Lawyers for Epstein's victims in court filings have often likened Epstein's sex operation to an organized crime family, with Epstein and Maxwell at the top and below them, others who worked as schedulers, recruiters, pilots, and bookkeepers. And then it has some more on the various individuals that are alleged to have been victims of Mr. Epstein, and we'll share some of that with you when we come right back. This is going to get very messy. Quarter before four. Why is it that whenever the Clintons and their friends make news like this, it's always of this nature? You know, Ms. Lewinsky and all the rest. Wow. Quarter before four. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 3:51, it's 9 before 4 o'clock here on the Bobby Mac Show. So apparently, a little bit more on this business with Epstein, this Ghislaine Maxwell, who's social, she's a woman that is rumored to have acted essentially as the madam for Mr. Epstein. Maxwell, whose social circle included such friends as Bill and Hillary Clinton and members of the British royal family, have been described as using recruiters positioned throughout the world to lure women by promising them modeling assignments, educational opportunities, and fashion careers. The pitch was really a ruse to groom them into sex trafficking, it is alleged in the court records. At least one woman, Sarah Ransom, claimed in a lawsuit that Maxwell and Epstein threatened to physically harm her or destroy any chance she would have of a fashion career if she didn't have sex with them and others. Maxwell has denied the claim and has never been charged. Another woman, Virginia Guiffre, alleges she was recruited by Maxwell in 2000 when she was 16 years old. She said she was working as a spa attendant at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's winter home and resort in Palm Beach at the time. The president, who lived less than a mile from Epstein's waterfront mansion in Palm Beach, had also been friends with him reportedly in the past. Records show he flew on Epstein's private jet on occasion and attended parties and social events where he was photographed with him. Ms. Jeffrey brought a civil defamation suit against Maxwell in 2015 after the Epstein associate called her a liar. It was settled 2 years later, but 2,000 pages of the previously sealed case file are expected to be made public in a few weeks, the result of litigation by the Miami Herald, and those records could prove damaging to Maxwell and others involved in Epstein's alleged scheme. The one person most likely in jeopardy is Maxwell, because the records are going to be unsealed and have so much evidence against her. She is in a particularly vulnerable position and will have an interest in cooperating, even though she may have missed that opportunity. The same woman claims that Epstein used the modeling agency known as MC2, to lure underage girls, and in court papers said Epstein deliberately engaged in a pattern of racketeering that involved luring minor children through MC2, mostly girls under the age of 17, to engage in sex play for money. This is really ugly. To the phones we go. Let's begin with Jim, who is in Greer. Hi, Jim, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hi, Bobby Mack. Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you.
As far as that scandal goes, the Clintons are a right target environment for sex scandals. I wanted to speak a little bit about the census, and I know the president listens to your show. So I was going to give him an idea that maybe instead of putting the question on the census, just make it where it was illegal for anyone who's not a U.S. citizen to respond to the census.
Yeah, yeah. I like the suggestion. I think, unfortunately, it would be essentially unenforceable because if we can't even keep track of the tens of thousands that are coming across our border unimpeded on a monthly basis. And it's funny, you know, Newt Gingrich made this point a decade or more ago in talking about, you know, how these illegals were here and they were hiding in the shadows, according to CNN and all the rest of that. And Newt pointed out, look, you can send a package via FedEx and they can tell you where it is at any point on the planet in its journey. And yet, we have all these people. We know nothing about them. We don't know if they're MS-13 gang members. We don't know who they are, where they came from. And we're just letting him in willy-nilly. It's absolutely astonishing that we have reached this point.
I agree totally. And not only FedEx, but if there's a bad hamburger at the local grocery store, they can track down which bin the cow was in that originated as part of that hamburger.
Funny how that happens, huh?
Yeah, and just many easy ways to do it. We're glad to have you back, Bobby Mack. Hope you enjoyed your vacation.
I did.
We will be listening on the air.
I appreciate it. Jim, thanks very much. Yeah, it's ridiculous, you know, but it's obvious when you think about it, because when we want to track down a bad piece of meat or something with listeria or what have you at the grocery store, the intent there is to protect the American people. And yet, wouldn't that be the same intent in protecting the American people from heaven knows who is crossing our border uninvited? and then staying for decades? Because we know that more than 90% of these people are given a slip of paper. Oh, yeah, you have to show up at the immigration court, and the judge will decide whether you can stay or not. And, of course, they don't show up. Why should they? The vast majority of those who do go to the immigration courts are kicked out. If I know that and you know that, trust me, they know it as well. Hour number one zipped on past. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show, Monday, Can't Trust That Day edition, on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.